Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Trump administration is moving toward oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. A notice is being published tomorrow in the Federal Register that starts a 60-day review to sell oil and gas leases in the remote region. Opening the refuge to oil and gas drilling is a longtime Republican priority that most Democrats fiercely oppose. The 19.6 million-acre refuge in northeastern Alaska is one of the most pristine areas in the United States and home to polar bears, caribou, and migratory birds. President Clinton vetoed a GOP plan to allow drilling in the refuge in 1995, and Democrats defeated a similar GOP plan a decade later. Congress authorized drilling in the refuge in a tax cut law approved in December and signed by President Trump. The State House took a major step yesterday toward preventing layoff notices from going out to teachers and other school workers this spring. The House voted to agree with changes the Senate made to a bill to fund schools separately and before the rest of the state operating budget. Anchorage Democratic Representative Les Guerra voted for the bill. He says it was important to act quickly.
By concurring today, we early fund schools and avoid pink slips. By fighting with the other House for a week or 2 weeks over the language, we missed the pink slip deadline.
The last 2 years, many teachers received layoff notices or those pink slips because the legislature passed the budget later than usual. Not everyone agreed the bill is a good idea. One part of the legislation raised concerns among some minority caucus Republicans. Along with funding next school year, would also fund the year after next, but it would only do that if lawmakers agree on a plan to draw from permanent fund earnings. North Pole Republican Representative Tammy Wilson was one of the 9 minority caucus Republicans to vote against the bill, and she says tying part of the bill to another piece of legislation is a bad idea.
I can't support tying two bills together. I wish it would have just been a simple bill to where we were talking about funding, which is originally what we were doing.
The bill left one other school funding issue still unsettled. A separate measure the House passed would increase state aid to schools by boosting the base student allocation. The Senate has not voted on the measure. Multiple communities in southwest Alaska don't have internet because of thick ice that formed on a communications tower near Scammon Bay. KYUK reports that the unusually thick ice has caused frequent service interruptions since the beginning of April. A company spokeswoman says the only solution is to wait for the ice to melt. Weather forecast calls for more rain and rain showers for the capital city for today. Winds as strong as 30 miles per hour out of the southeast today, with gusts to about 45 miles per hour. High today in the mid-40s, low tonight about 35 degrees, with the forecast for tomorrow and this weekend also calling for more rain showers, temperatures between the mid-30s and mid-40s. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.